Get up here, share my screen. Okay, can folks see this?
Yeah, thanks.
Yep.
Okay, as I said, I'm Kelly J calling in from Miami, Florida, a member of the Concepts Study Group, Concepts Ad Hoc Study Group. Just a little note, when we were born, we were the Concept 2 and 6 Ad Hoc Study Committee. And since then, we have passed a motion that we are now the Concept Study Group. But next slide, please, so we can go a little bit further into detail on that. I do really appreciate one of the delegates saying, the idea of keeping things simple because things feel really complicated. And of course, the concepts definitely for most members fall into the under the umbrella of complicated. So I'm going to try to keep it fairly simple. What is the Concept Study Committee? We are an ad hoc committee of the WSO board. Created at the 2022 ABC by the conference delegates by a motion. And then we've had a couple of motions since then that extended our time as an ad hoc. And then again in 2024, another motion to extend our time and the scope has gotten a little bit wider. We also in 2024 requested to the board to change the name of the committee from the Concept 2 and 6 Ad Hoc to Concept Study due to our broadening scope of work. What is the study's purpose? To study and make potential recommendations for updates to the concepts and to better integrate the concepts into the World Service Conference, that's us here today, and the World Service Organization. Okay, ACA's 12 concepts of world service. What are the concepts? This is a great question. And they are statements of fundamental principles, how the various pieces of world service fit together. And what really helped me when I initially started to study the concepts a number of years ago was that the steps are designed to treat the individual in getting healthier. The traditions are designed for the health of groups, your meetings and your groups, and then the concepts take it to the next step, which are the health of and the roles of the conference, the WSO, and the fellowship, sort of the roles and the responsibilities of these different entities. And that is what the concepts try to outline and define. Okay, so the inverted pyramid. This is a great little visual that hopefully helps. We have WSO on the bottom. WSO generally is to take direction from the World Service Conference. So in our literature, I believe that that middle, which what we have is World Service Conference, says ABC. But since we've started the QDMs, and we've recognized that the delegates here at the ABC and at the QDMs, it's not just an event, it's a body of delegates known as the World Service Conference. So that's why that says World Service Conference and not ABC. And the World Service Conference takes direction from its meetings, its groups, intergroups, and regions. So WSO takes direction from the World Service Conference. The conference takes direction as representatives of the meetings and groups. Next slide. Okay, so again, I mentioned steps, 12 traditions, and 12 concepts. Concepts, an extension of tradition two. The concepts apply the principle of group conscience at the level of world services. So we go back to tradition two. For our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God as expressed in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants, they do not govern. So concepts are taking that tradition, the idea of getting group conscience by the fellowship and applying it to the World Service Organization, the World Service of Delegates. Next slide. Yeah, okay, so here we go. Concept one, the ultimate authority for ACA World Services. The fellowship has the ultimate authority for ACA World Services, but how can an entire world fellowship hold a group conscience? So, as we've talked about, sort of extensively already, if there are 2,800 registered meetings, How do you get a group conscience of the whole fellowship? Well, the answer is you really can't. In all major 12-step programs, a fellowship group conscience is done by a representative body, a World Service Conference. The representative body is us here today as delegates. We have been chosen, nominated, volunteered by our groups to be here today as the voice of those particular groups, meetings, intergroup, and intergroups. And that at this point, that is how we get the best we can, the group conscience of the fellowship. Okay, so this is where concept two comes in, right after concept one. Concept two should answer these three critical questions. I forgot to mention, and I want to back up for a minute, that this committee was born out of a 2021-22 ballot proposal season. The ballot proposal that made it onto the agenda at the 2022 ABC requested specifically that there be a revision in concept two and six. We're here to talk about concept two right now. And really the idea was to insert the conference, literally the words, the conference, into concept two, because they were missing. So when we started to review concept two, we felt like these three questions that you're seeing right now were not answered at all. And there was really a lack of clarity. And it really seemed like the current concept two made very little sense. Okay, so ACA's current concept two answers none of these. Next slide, I think this will have the comparison. Okay, so I'm gonna just pause and let you all read for a minute. Our current concept, that's the top one. That's the one that that original ballot proposal requested revising. And after 2 years of a lot of discussion, a lot of research, a lot of meetings, this committee came up with the proposed revision, which you see at the bottom. I'd like to just pause and be quiet for a minute while you all read these two. Hopefully you'll see the current concept having its gaps, flaws.
Well, and Kelly, if I may, could you remind me about the thing about in 2024?
I'm sorry, what's that, Josh?
So this new language in the a year ago, at the 2024 ABC, the conference back then approved sending this revision for language, this exact language here, forward to the meeting here today, the 2025 ABC, to give it sort of final conference approval for the new language. So it's sort of like the conference said to itself, let's give ourselves a year to mull this over. So now this is today, this new language is coming back as a result of that decision in 2024. And so now's the time when the conference says, okay, we've had a year to think about it. Do we want to go ahead with this? Just important context.
Yeah, thank you. And we also, since 2024, when we did present this, as Josh just stated, we have had a couple of town halls just around this concept. We also have done our reports at the QDM. So there's been at least three of them. So this language, it's not just being presented today. It's been out there for a year now. And remember, you know, the concepts, especially concept two and six, they do specifically outline the role of the conference and the WSO. They've specifically addressed, these are two different entities. They have different responsibilities, different authorities, different roles.
Kelly, I just got a note that there may be some delegates that are only listening today. Would you be able to read the current versus the proposed revision?
I would.
Thank you.
Okay, so the current concept two, here we go. Authority for the active maintenance of our world services is hereby delegated to the actual voice, the effective conscience for our whole fellowship. Our proposed revision is this. ACA groups delegate to the World Service Conference the authority to act as their effective voice and conscience and to represent the fellowship in world service matters. It might be helpful, Josh, to go to the next slide, I believe, that has, yes. Okay, Again, I'd like to pause. I know that for those that don't have the visual, current concept two, who speaks for the fellowship? The current concept two does not answer that. Who grants that authority? The current concept two does not answer that. What is the scope of that authority? The current concept two is very unclear. Our proposed new concept two does answer who speaks for the fellowship, the World Service Conference. It does answer who grants that authority, the ACA groups, the group that sent you to this conference today. What is the scope of that authority? Proposed new concept two, represent the ACA fellowship in World Service matters. We're here to vote.
Denise is.
I'm not sure what the next slide is, but can we either go to that or okay. So this Josh already touched on this. But again, I'll pause and let you all read it. This is what was approved 1 year ago today at the last ABC. To support an informed group conscience process, the following language be approved by the conference today, that's 2024, for subsequent consideration and a final vote at the 2025 ABC as a replacement for the current concept two. And then again, what we're proposing today, ACA groups delegate to the World Service Conference the authority to act as their effective voice and conscience and to represent the fellowship in World Service matters. So since the 2024 ABC, we had our town halls, great discussions, no major suggestions for changes, nothing that the committee considered big enough to take back and revise this language. Again, just want to keep in mind when you're trying to do a concept that is what this is one sentence or two sentence and define something that's rather large. We may not be able to get everything that anybody might bring up into that one sentence, but we really, the big attempt was to answer those three questions that the current concept was really void of answering. And then the other thing since 2024 ABC was that fellowship group voting has been created. And what that implies for this is sort of remains to be seen at the moment. Next slide. Okay. I'm not sure who, Josh, did you want to take over at this point? I'm not sure when we decided to sort of split it up.
Sure, if you want me to. Good to hand over.
Sure, go ahead.
Okay, so more there's what we're trying to get done today, and then there's what we're trying to do after we get past today. Okay, so think of it in those two different buckets. The thing for today is to just do what we said we were going to do in 2024, which is just bring this back for final conference vote for approval of the language. Right? So that's the big ticket item for today. And that will be presented here as a motion in just a few minutes. Then we're going to, for priorities for 2025 and 2026, think about the year coming up to the next ABC. Explore options for rolling out and educating the fellowship about about concept changes as they are approved.
Just a note that it's time.
Okay, I'll wrap up. Develop options for whether to apply fellowship group voting to one or more concepts. This is a conference decision, as Kaz went over earlier today in the fellowship group voting process. So the conference decides what goes to fellowship group voting. Complete revision of concept six, that is the role of the conference, and make substantial progress in review and revision of remaining concepts. So here's the motion for today. Music, please. Motion that the conference grant final approval of the following concept two to replace the current concept two. ACA groups delegate to the World Service Conference the authority to act as their effective voice and conscience and to represent the fellowship in World Service matters. So that's the motion. sort of ask you background, it's just important to clarify without delay that the conference represents the Fellowship in ECA World Service. And that's it.
Here.
Thank you.
Shall I stop sharing?
Actually,
You want me to
keep it
leave this
up
up? All
for,
right.
yeah, keep it up
Yep.
for right now. Okay, can I get a second for this motion?
No, doing it.
Brad H, OK0058 has seconded. We will now open it up for 20 minutes of discussion on this topic. WEB0120, Vivian.
Does somebody need to unmute?
Oh,
Did...
there. Okay. I can't put my camera on either because maybe now I can. Yeah, I just have a question about the word. Using the word delegate as both a noun and delegate as a verb, especially for those members who are not English speakers, and wonder if we couldn't substitute a word like entrust for the verb. Thanks.
Thank you. And OK0058, Brad H.
I support adoption of this motion. To me, it makes sense to have the conference vote on changed language for each of the concepts, and then once all of them have been revised, to submit it to the full fellowship for approval. That's all. Thanks.
Any other discussion? We'll just give it a minute.
Oh,
Region
there we
two,
go.
Kathy. Let me unmute you. There we go.
Am I unmuted? Okay. Yeah. Okay. Thank you. I noticed that it says delegate to the World Service Conference. So, because of what you said prior, this would be a delegate-driven conference, right? Am I interpreting that right? I was looking at other 12-step programs. And I looks very clear to me that they're delegate-driven conferences, the ones I looked at, the more popular ones. So I think this kind of tightens it up, but I just wanted to make sure I made that correct connection between ACA groups delegate the verb to the World Service Conference, and that would be the delegates. Is that correct?
Kelly, do you wish to speak on this?
Yeah, I can. You can too. I'll be short. Yeah, the World Service Conference is us delegates here now, and when we meet at the QDMs in the future. So yes, basically it's saying the groups, my group, my telephone group sent me as their delegate. I'm representing them. So basically it's saying the groups are sending you all here to vote on, make decisions at the World Service Conferences, these business meetings. Hopefully that answers. And you are absolutely right. The idea was to sort of clarify it a little more and tighten up the language to be clear. I hope that answers it. Thank you.
Yes, that does. And I just wanted to reiterate that it seems like other 12-step, a lot of them are on the same line. So thank you very much for answering my question.
Thank you. HI0045, Leah.
Aloha, I'm Leah, and I'm new to this delegate service, but I have a question. The The World Service Conference, that's the annual business conference. And does that include also the QDM? Because we had just had a discussion about voting power in that portion of the meetings. And should we wait for that to be passed or failed before we change this? Just wondering in terms of procedure-wise. Thanks.
I can answer that one. No, so this is a confusing language thing, and a lot of different 12-step fellowships suffer from the same problem. This is not unique to ACA. People talk about the conference, but there's two different ways that phrase is used. One is sort of the service body, like the set of delegates, right? The other way is the meeting of that service body, the set of delegates. So the World Service Conference is sort of like the service body. And then when we talk about business meetings of the World Service Conference, which would be like the ABC and QDMs, that's when that service body actually meets. So yes, it's not just you. The language is a little confusing, but they are two distinct concepts. And so what this is talking about is delegating to the service body that authority.
Thank you. IG 630, Stefan.
Although I do like the new language, I'm wondering, since we're now establishing worldwide voting through all the meetings and not just the delegates, whether we should bring this question to worldwide voting to see if the meetings even want their delegates to have that much responsibility. I don't know, just since we have worldwide voting, something as fundamental as changing the concepts should be answered by a wider group, in my opinion.
So quick thing, Stefan, I think you're referring to fellowship group voting. I think you raise an interesting point. I'm going to leave it there. I don't know if other people want to comment on that.
Okay. And Kaz, can you list your delegate group number? Or can you just say it out loud?
Yeah, I'll say it out loud. Excuse me, it's IG 595, Washington State. Not so much a question as a comment as a member of the concept study committee. And yes, it is very, very clear, as was mentioned in the slides earlier, that the new issue of fellowship group voting, it ought to be considered once this language is passed. The committee has not taken a position on that, but we certainly have our individual ideas about it. I'm pretty sure that it generally leans in the direction of there should be a fellowship speaking to this motion, but how is not within our purview, and we have not addressed it. The other thing is that
Hi,
already.
time up.
Okay,
Sorry,
fine.
time up, Kaz. All right, thank you. TX131, Denise.
Hi. I also have concerns about making such an important change, especially since I'd say most members are unfamiliar with the concepts. And I kind of wonder if we're getting the cart in front of the horse, so to speak, because I think there's wisdom in the original concept too, and that we're throwing out the window by changing it or any of the other concepts, because World Service are already guided by the group conscience of the conference. So it already applies to all situations and is universal. So I think it's a mistake to narrow a concept that then, I mean, this has been going on for 3 years. I mean, we know how hard it is to change things. I just don't think this is the time. I think we need to everyone, and yeah, I think it needs to be every group, and people don't understand these, and I'll pass with that.
Alrighty. VA 092, Charlie.
Thank you, Carmen. Yeah, I want to speak to the points by Stefan and then Denise just now. Fellowship group voting was approved actually finally after minority opinion in February. So it didn't exist a year ago when this motion was passed. What we actually said in our agenda for the coming year, which I think, Carmen, perhaps if you give it a move back a couple of slides to, yeah, here we go. Priorities for 25, 26. Our first top bullet there is explore options for rolling out and educating the fellowship about concept changes as they are approved, and then actually develop options for whether and how to apply fellowship grouping voting to one or more concepts. There's no question under the fellowship group voting process. That is a conference decision. So we decided to complete our commitment under the 2024 motion by bringing this language back. We do think it's important to say the conference
Okay.
has this
Sorry,
role.
Charlie. My
Thanks.
time's up. Yeah.
The rest will be dealt with soon.
Okay. All right. Anyone else? CA044 Bill D.
Yeah, can I be heard?
We can hear you.
Okay. I just wanted to clarify as a comment earlier about the other 12-step programs and this concept was made. It is true that the other 12-step concepts, 12-step fellowships have these concepts and delegate that power to the conference. What was not mentioned is that the conference in each of those fellowships is not just comprised of delegates. It's also comprised of the trustees and sometimes senior staff. So these are things that I want us to be aware of as we go through that when we say World Service Conference, that we aren't settled yet on what the World Service Conference really is, because all of the concepts, all of the major 12-step programs include the trustees as members of, as delegates of the conference. So it's important that distinction that hasn't been worked out yet.
Can I make a
Thank
quick
you.
comment on that, Carmen?
Yes.
So Bill does raise an interesting point here. So the World Service Conference, this what makes up the World Service Conference is sometimes somewhat different in different fellowships. Where that's getting worked out right now in ACA is the ABC study slash the charter group. So that's not the that what Jill Bill just pointed out. Answering that is not part of the concept study. That's part of the charter work. But Bill does raise an important point.
Thank you. And Aaron, do you have a point of order?
No, I was going to speak for PA 105, but it's hard for me to switch back and forth. But what I was going to say
Okay.
was jumping off what a Bill said, which was, but I think Josh basically answered it, but about including special workers as well, which I understand other fellowships do. So pass.
Thank you. And then Kelly, are you speaking for you as a delegate or?
I'm speaking as
Oh.
a member of the committee, but I'll wait if there's not time or we don't want to hear me.
No, I'm just going to give a couple more minutes to see if anyone, or just a minute to see if anyone else has questions, and then I'll go to you.
Thank you.
Anyone else has a any other delegate has a comment question? CA1331 Zoe.
Thank you. I'm Zoe. So I am just trying to understand if this is passed in the ABC this year, it may or may not go to fellowship group voting. Is that correct? Because I think it should. I think the concepts are so fundamental and important that there should be further, there should be a larger vote on it. Pass.
I can speak to that.
Yes.
So, Zoe, yes, there are two different decisions. The decision of whether or not to do fellowship group voting is not on the table today, unless somebody makes a motion for it to be. What we're talking about right now is just whether the conference accepts this new language. If the conference then chooses to send it to fellowship group voting, that would be a second step, but that's not what we're talking about immediately right now.
Okay, and then I'm going to go ahead and close with Kelly.
Yeah, thank you. Sort of to reiterate, well, two things. I heard Denise talk about the language. We're really not here to debate the actual language of this. We're here to decide whether this language, the conference wants to pass this particular language today. And to Bill's point, we are, this language is World Service Conferences, whatever that entails. If 2 years from that entails also trustees and paid staff, then so be it. But we are dealing with this here today as it is. And as Josh mentioned, the charter committee is the one that's working out who composes the actual World Service Conference. But for this language, it is whatever falls under that umbrella for today or for next year. So hopefully that clarifies. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. And we have time for one more comment or question. Brad, you spoke already, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, yep,
Brad, you spoke. And then, I'm going to go to the last, these will be the last two people. Point of info. Can you list the group you're representing?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. This is Christine B, and I'm speaking for CT112. And I oppose voting for anything where we have a defined term and we don't know the definition. So we do not know the definition of World Service Conference. And unless it's defined somewhere, I oppose voting for a motion that includes a defined term that is not defined. Thank you.
IL-172, Veronica.
Hi. So if I am understanding correctly, if this proposal were to go to group voting, individual group voting, we would need to approve it. Otherwise, it is definitely not going to groups to consider, correct?
Can I speak to that?
It would have to pass today, yes. Go ahead, Josh.
So I think that there's different paths this could take. One path could be that it gets approved today and then goes on to fellowship group voting. I think it's also possible that somebody could offer an alternate motion that would include or provide a different path if that's what the conference wanted to do.
All right, thank you. And then we will go ahead and bring up the poll. And the answer choices are, I am in favor of this motion. I am in favor, but would like minor changes. Defer to a future meeting. I am not in favor, or I abstain. And the link to vote is in the chat. And can we get 3 minutes on the time? Thank you.
Okay, thanks. I'm starting it now.
Should I continue the screen share?
You can remove the screen share.
Okay.
Just a few seconds left here. Okay, and that is time. Okay, so we had 667 ballots submitted. That does pass quorum. However, we do not have any of these that are going to meet the 60% threshold. So what I think we do is we drop off the lowest one of doing it to a future meeting, and then we revote. Can we confirm that's what we're doing?
Yeah, we would take out the slowest one, we do a revote, and we add not in favor.
Right, that will stay.
Stay, yep, that's correct.
Okay, I just need two minutes to redo that, and I'll have it ready.
Can we get some music for the 2 minutes? I think, was it Rich who was doing that nice elevator calming music? Okay, well, we got 30 seconds of Zen, so.
Oh, okay, sorry.
All right, we're ready.
All right, can we get the three-minute clock put up? Great, and I'm starting the vote again. 30 seconds. Okay, that's time. Okay, so here is the vote. Again, we had set 71 ballots. Quorum was 61. We have one of these that's over 60% with 43 votes. It was 62.32%. So I am in favor of this motion as presented and want it sent to worldwide voting. So that is the one that carries. Thanks for everybody that participated.
All right. Well, thank you. And I will go ahead and hand it over to Marcus.